This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dylan Cruz was named the Golden Spikes Award recipient yesterday. 45th winner in the team's history, or in the awards history, but he's honored as the best player in the nation. Paul Skeens, though, still a freak. And the Pirates... See, I don't know if I can say that the Pirates have a lack of pitching depth. Their starting pitching has been great. And if anybody has been most impressive on the Pirates' staff so far this year, it's Osvaldo Beto. I mean, the bullpen, I've been talking about this for a couple weeks now. The bullpen has been struggling, and the bullpen has not been locking down games. Now, the Pirates should score more runs. In an ideal world, you want them to score more runs, but while they're not, the bullpen must be trusted to hold down leads, and without Colin Holderman on the back end of the bullpen's been exposed, I believe. You shouldn't have to rely on David Bednar. And I know last week many of you were frustrated because Mitch Keller didn't get to finish eight complete innings. He was at over 100 pitches through seven. Shelton said to take him out. I don't think in Keller's press conference he mentioned anything about getting taken out too early. So maybe they Shelton and Keller had a private agreement. They were like, yeah. Keller said, yeah, I'm done. Shelton said, fair enough, we'll go to the bullpen. What's one inning? And I know we wanted Shelton to go more. I know we wanted Keller to go longer than he did and fight it out. We want to see what Keller's made of, and I can understand that to an extent, but maybe he was tired. Maybe he didn't want to go anymore, and Shelton thought that he could trust his bullpen to get through one inning, and then they didn't. And then they blew the lead. So I don't know, but the bottom line is that either way, whether you think Keller should have pitched into the eighth inning, no matter what, right now we know that the bullpen, for the most part, is not a reliable bullpen. So that should be addressed along with more offense at catcher and maybe another big bat. I mean, it's not the season. I'm not going to say the season's over right now. I know sometimes we get a little too ahead of ourselves. The Pirates are still in, they're not in bad shape. It looks like they're in bad shape because they lost 13 of their last 15, but it's not impossible to turn the season around. But losing 13 of 15 is not good. Losing 10 in a row is not good. Getting swept in three consecutive series to division opponents is not good. So I understand right now where the frustration comes from. I understand how you might feel, and it's just, it isn't a good look for the Pirates, and it's especially not a good look. I played the clip last segment where Shelton said that he wasn't sure how to fix the offensive struggles, and again, I just think that you've got to look at some of the weaker parts of the offense, and you've got to know what to expect. If you put some of these young guys in the lineup and they don't perform, well, you're testing them out. I get it. You're giving them major league experience. They've got time to refine their skills, but Austin Hedges has been an established, unsuccessful hitter. And I think it's time right now that you have to favor offense, and you got to take risks more than just continuing to settle for what you already know, which is that he's a good defensive catcher, is Austin Hedges, but he can't hit very well. And right now the offense is part of the problem. The other part of the problem is that the bullpen has been exposed without Holderman in it. So addressing both of those problems is what I think is essential. I think that it's essential to address the bullpen and the catching offense right now. Pirates start a homestand where they play six games, three against the Padres. A three-game series begins tomorrow. And the Brewers, Pirates are going to play over the weekend at PNC Park. And we got the City Connect jerseys. We're going to see those in this homestand. They were released sometime last week. And now here we are. We're about to see them in action. Couple notes. I love the black and gold. It's a good idea. I think that the yellow top of the hat, it's an unusual look, so it makes it a little more unique. I think they missed an opportunity, though, and I know Colin Dunlap tweeted at me when I posted this. He said that maybe the 412 numbers were trademarked by the store. But I like the idea of having a 412 on the jersey instead of PGH. But I also know that I think somebody tweeted as well and said 412 isn't just Pittsburgh supporters. There's also the 814 and the 724, which I get. But the Pirates do play the 412. That'd be my response to that argument, but not a big deal. I also thought it was interesting that they put the Steelers diamonds in there. That's what the little design is it kind of fades in from the midsection up. I thought it was interesting that you define the City of Champions with the Steelers logo and you put that on a Pirates jersey. Just think it's a minor slap in the face, because when you think of Pittsburgh, you think of Steeler Nation first. And I think that's what those are there, is those little diamonds. So other than those two things, I think that the jerseys look phenomenal. I do like the black and gold, the heavy black and gold, like I said. So I look forward to seeing those in action this week, this series coming up, as a matter of fact, against the Padres. So we'll see. As the Padres stand right now, they are 37-41, 9.5 games back in the NL West, spending more money than the Pirates are. I do want to keep that in perspective as well. I don't think this is an ownership issue right now. I said that before, and I'll say it again. Bob Nutting has spent money. The Pirates organization has worked to spend money on veteran players, and some of them get hurt, some of them not performing. I understand that, but I don't think it's a money problem right now, especially when you look at the New York Mets, 15 games out of the division. They're 35-42. They've spent way more money than the Pirates, and they have the exact same record going into this week. And then the Padres, 37-41, right around where the Pirates are. And again, they're spending more money. So I wouldn't look at this as a money issue. I would look at this more as just they're not playing well. And Austin Hedges is still the starting catcher, and their prospects aren't being used in the most efficient way right now. That's just my opinion. But also, again, when you lose 13 of 15, you can say these things, criticize a little bit, because it's you can't get much worse than this. So I implore the Pirates to take some risks as it relates to their prospects and their young talent as we move through this season to really see what these guys are made of. And even if they don't make the playoffs this year, even if they don't do well, I guess, even if they don't finish over 500, however you want to put it, at least we can have some idea of where these prospects are going to be as as next season approaches and the glorified 2024 year for the Pirates emerges as their year to compete.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.